Sister Connie, would you kindly come forward for a minute? I know that this is a surprise for you, but it's a good surprise. And may we also have Doug, Kian, and Margie come forward, please. There's a lot that happens behind, that happened behind the scenes. And the bishop has sent some licenses, and I would like Sister Connie to present them. Okay. Thank you very much, Sister Connie. I like working with Sister Connie. She doesn't need any notice and all of that stuff. We just go with the flow, right, Sister Connie? And I'll just read what this says, because it's important for us to know what this says. It says, I, Kevin, our bishop, and by the way, that gentleman that we prayed for this morning, that's Bishop Kevin's dad, who is quite ill, so please keep him in your prayers. I, Kevin, suffragan bishop of the Diocese of Toronto, Bishop of York Scarborough, to our beloved in Christ, greetings. In accordance with the guidelines regarding the ministry of healing and having confidence in your good morals and sound doctrine, I renew your license and authority to administer the anointing of the sick, and it goes on and on and on. And this license is granted for a further 3 years. So I just wanted to make these presentations publicly. We made the presentation to Raj at the 8 o'clock service, publicly to Kian, to Doug, and to Maggie for their faithful service. And there is a license with the seal of the diocese and all of that stuff.
It's a gold seal.
Gold seal. And you'd notice about the thing about morals and high whatever, means that that's especially. And now Sister Connie, you're on. Thank you very much.
We have one more presentation in cleaning out some Girl Guide materials. I came across something that actually belongs to the church, and Guiding and Scouting is celebrating Girl Guide and Girl Scout Week this week, and thought this was an appropriate time. So in May of 1981, City of North York, presented a plaque in honor of the 50th anniversary of guiding at the church. And I'm very happy to have been part of guiding in this church for the whole time up to 4 years ago when our rangers left, which was unfortunate. But I'd like to add this to the archives and present it to Leonard.
Job. You see all of the stuff that's happened here for the last 19
get out.
Oh, sorry. There's quite a bit more. Okay, so the vestry meeting follows the picture taking. Egan's going to take the picture of all of us. He'll tell us where to stand and be placed, etc. And really important, we have an 8 o'clock picture, we have a 9 o'clock Mandarin ministry picture, and we want this one, and then we're going to put us all together. Please come downstairs for coffee hour and stay for the meeting, if you can. We'd like as many people as possible. And wear your name tags, in case anybody doesn't know us, it would be helpful. And we have a number of things going on this week. Thursday night is pub nights. Pub nights at the Frog and Firkin. All the details are here, but Doug would also like to ask you to wear your name tags if you're going. So just take them home with you, but make sure you bring them back next week. And Friday is World Day of Prayer at Willowdale Emanuel Church. We may be hosting this next year, so it would be nice to have a number of us go to that service on Friday afternoon. Details in the bulletin. And then Saturday is our annual Pancake Supper. We haven't sold many tickets yet, but we know you all want to come. So the tickets will be on sale downstairs. Raise your hand, my mother. She will be selling tickets again today. And although they're available at the door, it helps us know how to prepare if we know who's coming. We are looking for one person to cook half the sausages. We thank Geraldine for volunteering to do half. We need the other half cooked as well. It's a lot to cook all of them in one home. So if you can do that, that would be great. We have quite a few people wanting to flip pancakes, but we need servers, set up, and clean up people especially. I think that's it. See you all downstairs.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Just a quick announcement. You may have seen the slide. The Don Valley Refugee Resettlers, our newest family, a couple from Syria, came on Valentine's Day. They're the eldest daughter of the Syrian family that came a couple years ago and her husband. We have an apartment for them. They're going to move in on March 1st, but we still do not have a bed. If you know of a double bed and mattress that are used but in good condition that you could let us have, please speak to me. There's other items we need as well, so talk to me if you have stuff that you think might be useful in setting up an apartment for a couple from Syria. Thank you.
Just so that we're clear, Egan, do we then gather around once we've had the dismissal? Okay, so is that clear? Once Doug has done the dismissal, then we all gather around for the picture. In the front? In the front. Thank you very much. Details.